welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I greet you in that wonderful name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. And before we go into and continue on with a message God gave me last week to share, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you that you are our God. There is nothing too hard for you, Father, and you have asked us to ask largely that our joy may be full. Father, we thank you that you are the author and finisher of our faith. And Father, now I pray for every listener, everyone, Father, who is joining their hearts in this prayer. Father, you see the needs in their lives. Lord, you see those areas, those spiritual areas where, Lord, they've stumbled, they've fallen, and they're asking for the help and power of the Holy Spirit that they can be victorious. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have given us power over all power of the enemy. And Father, in the authority of the name of Jesus, I rebuke the works of darkness, the work of the tempter, the work of demon powers. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for deliverance. I thank you, Lord, as we submit ourselves to you and we take the responsibility of resisting the enemy by the word of God, you will deliver us. We will enjoy and walk in that victory that you have ordained for the children of God. And so, Father, as we submit our lives to you, as we resist every demonic oppression, depression, hindrance, Father, we loose the provision of Almighty God. We loose the strength of God. Lord, I pray for them to be strengthened with your might in their inner man. Lord, that they shall arise from whatever situation the enemy is battling them in terms of faith, in terms of circumstances. And Father, I praise you that they shall arise victorious in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for healing, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I pray for your provision in terms of finances, in terms of job, in terms of the things that are needed to accomplish your will in their lives. Father, we come together with a spirit of joy and praise and rejoicing in the victory that you have given us, for you have given us everything, everything, Lord. Everything that pertaineth to life and godliness, everything in our natural life, our natural realm, as well as our godliness, the perfecting of our character after the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. To you, Lord, belongs all the glory. Lord, it was Jesus' heart's desire that the Father could be glorified by us bearing much fruit. And so, Father, we pray that you will do this work, that our efforts, that our strivings cannot do. Lord, only a yielded, willing, and submissive spirit will allow the power of the Holy Spirit to flow through us. And so, Father, we release this to be done in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, for those of you who perhaps are joining for the first time or perhaps missed last week's broadcast, I've been ministering on a subject that is very, well, it hits home close to every one of us, and I've entitled this message, How to Deal with Anger According to the Word of God. And so what we did, we began by defining what anger is. I think most of us could understand what that is through our own experience and through the common use of the word. But by definition, those of you who know me know that I love to go to Webster. Webster defines it as a strong feeling of displeasure, usually of antagonism, ire, rage, fury, wrath, indignation. And of course, we know God's word also defines anger, or indignation, if you will. That is righteous anger at what one considers unfair, mean, or shameful. And wrath, that's a strong version of anger, isn't it? It may imply either rage or indignation, but it is likely, in terms of the way we use it and the way we experience it, to suggest a desire or intent to revenge or punishment, or to inflict punishment in whatever way would occur to us. And so as we began to look at this subject, and at this point, let me just pause. If at any point you miss a broadcast, I say this frequently because sometimes the Lord has a way of carrying the message longer than just a week. Normally, we deal with a subject in the 5 days of daily broadcast, but sometimes we go beyond that as the Lord wills. And so it's important to, and then there's, you know, there's something about repetition that is very important in our learning. A good teacher does that. When we go to school, isn't that true? A subject is dealt with not just once, but there's constantly review, review, review. And so that's what God, as a good father, as a good teacher, constantly rehearses. That's why he says, he told Joshua, meditate upon the word. Every day we are to read it, we're to understand it, we're to think about it. And as we do that, we grow in godliness. And as we meditate upon the word of God, it's not just hearing it with our physical ears or with our internal understanding as we read it, but it's really thinking about it. It's applying it to our daily lives. When you read a scripture, what does that mean to you? How do you interpret it? How do you suppose the Holy Spirit wants, what does he want you to receive from that passage of scripture or from that promise that is there given for all of us that we can, how precious is the word of God that we can have it in our hands so that we can refer to it, we can understand it. And so as we were looking at this subject, we have to understand that the capacity for anger is part of our emotional makeup. Doesn't it say in God's word, we are made in the image and likeness of God? And in that divine image, we have to understand that in order to be healthy emotionally, we have to recognize and understand that such feelings are not wrong in themselves. Some Christians, you know, their version of what it means to be a Christian is, oh, you never can get angry. Oh, and if you do, it's very upsetting. Well, that's why I'm taking the time to share this, because the feeling of anger is not wrong in itself. It reflects a response to some kind of injustice or unfairness. Many times it's how we're being treated. But what we do with that, do we react immediately? It's not the emotion, but it's what we do with it. Look at Jesus. He was tested in all points as we. And when it came to any possible temptation that we could think of that would enter into his heart, yet he never sinned. He dealt with it according to the word of God. In the temptation in the wilderness, he said, Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. What was he being tested? To have the stones be turned into bread. He was God incarnate in the flesh. All he had to do to speak, and they would be turned to bread. 40 days without any food. If you've ever done that, beloved, you get very hungry. At that point, you start generally, depending on the weight in which you started, you could be entering into a period which is actually called starvation. Up until that point, the body can be in a cleansing, healing mode. There is an actual word that defines the eliminating of toxins and parasites and things in the body. body, you know, then shall thy health spring forth speedily. Well, I'm not going into the subject of fasting, but he knew exactly what needed to be spoken to be at that area of testing in terms of food. And so we have to recognize that becoming angry is not wrong, but, that's the important thing. We have to learn to deal with them and handle those angry feelings by the counsel of the Word of God. And so anger is a very important part of our makeup. It can be channeled in positive, constructive ways to fight against evil, or it can tear down, destroy, and devastate. And all you have to do is read the short epistle of James to find out what the tongue can do. Not only the actions, violent actions, but also in most cases, it's a violent, hateful tongue that can literally destroy people. James said, the tongue, who can tame it? And only the Spirit of God. No amount of willpower is going to do it, beloved. And so that's what we've been looking at. What have we covered? Well, anger is a part of our makeup. We looked at numerous scriptures that talks about the anger of the Lord. And for example, Jonah 4:2 says, he is speaking, he said, I know thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. And the anger of man, I gave many scriptures about that. Proverbs 16:32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Praise God. And so what we want to look at, we looked at also scriptures about the anger of man, but we're going to start tomorrow. We're going to look at how do we deal with anger in a scriptural and God-fearing way. And I pray that you'll be able to join me. So, beloved, know as I always do, I bring this broadcast to a close with an invitation for you to write. I know some of you, because God wouldn't be having me sharing on this if it was not an issue that you needed victory over in your life. There's nothing to be ashamed of. We all have areas where we all have different types of personalities. Some are stronger in some areas. The things that would be a problem, a source of temptation to me, wouldn't be to you. And so we have to understand that we are all being groomed by the Holy Spirit and used in situations where we can develop the character of Christ. That's his heart's desire and my heart's desire for you. You are always in my prayers, radio family, UCM partners. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.